after extensive litigation, the Record newspaper has obtained documents showing that NJ Transit did have a plan to move its rail cars out of harm's way during storms like Sandy. The trains were supposed to go to several upland rail yards. Nowhere in the 3.5-page document is there mention of storing much of the fleet in low-lying areas in the Meadowlands and Hoboken. The decision to put the trains in those yards led to the loss of nearly 400 locomotives and rail cars at a cost of $120 million and months of frustrating commutes. NJ Transit isn't saying why it didn't abide by its own plan or who made the decision. In the past, the agency has said it made the best decision possible with the information it had at the time. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.